Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone lines on a Trillville Thursday. Love to see that. Let's start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
There he is.
All right, we're going to make this one. If you could speak another language, which language would you speak? Because, like, when I go to the package store and you ask something, then they say, bing dong, with dong,
blah, blah. Hey, all right, Mike. Mike.
Come on, Mike.
Like, who would you, how long would you let them go before you talk about what they're saying about you? I'm going to hang up in this.
All right, Mike, don't call back up in 4 weeks.
Yeah, okay?
We don't make fun of
you're
people
on probation.
Like that.
Yeah,
we don't make fun of people like that.
Make fun of people's languages.
Language that I... I'm about to say something real crazy. But
say something crazy.
I'm going to say Australian.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It'd be crazy.
You already do.
I already do. But if I could speak another language, I don't know. It's not I really want to, like, there really ain't nothing I want to say to nobody.
I want to say Norwegian, but it would just be not that helpful.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
it just would not be that helpful.
Like Russian.
Okay.
All right.
That might be good.
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe in the future.
Maybe.
Come in
who knows?
You never know.
Who knows?
Spanish?
No, I'm good on Spanish.
My daughter is in, like, the dual Spanish-English.
I know you told
thing.
Me that.
So it's not going to be like, she's already starting to say stuff.
That's good.
I'm like, what was that? She was like, oh, sorry, I was speaking Spanish. I was like, you.
Yeah,
oh,
being sassy with
okay.
it. I mean, I can speak. If we go, when we
but then Jack's going to do it too. I don't want them ganging up with their own secret
like,
Spanish
when we
language.
To, when we go to Mexico and stuff, I can speak the language and understand it for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like what Mike said, like, I don't know, because it's so funny when one of my favorite Drewski skits is when he's the nail shop technician.
Oh, yeah.
And and I don't be knowing.
They'll be talking
they
about
be talking
you.
Like, they
sure.
be talking bad about
they'll
you.
They'll be talking about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's one reason why I don't go no more. Talk bad about me. Like, I know you talking about, look at him and his crushed ass feet. And, oh, you got big feet. They're crusty. Yeah, I know that crusty lady.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
That's what I'm here for.
Now, you better break out the sander.
The belt sander.
The belt sander.
Not the hand sander.
Because, you know, it's almost vacation time for me and the wife, so you know I got to get them heels right.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I got to get them heels right, dog.
Yeah,
I got to get them heels right for vacation. It is three layers, so I got to get three layers down.
Oh, man. That is good to know. Vacation time.
Yeah, man, vacation heels, man.
Heels
They're different.
Time. Yeah, yeah, right. Got to have them nice and soft.
Yep.
DJ's in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Randy, you're talking about vacations, man. That's part of my question. I know y'all, we as adults, we like to take vacations and stuff like that. But what would be the dream vacation, the location, and also what would be, like, the activity or excursion you would do on that vacation?
Okay. There's two things about our family. It depends on who's the vacation for, meaning if it's her.
What's for you?
Okay, if it's for me, oh, man, where would I want to go that we have been?
Because I think you guys have done all her dream
vacations. We've done all her dream vacations, you know. And we're about to, like I said, we're going to another one. We're going to another one next week. Yeah. Wow. You know what? I want to go, and we're probably, we're trying to schedule it for this summer. I want to go to Portugal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I want to go to Portugal. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that. And I don't do excursion when it's my trip. Now hers, I'd be damn near in a cave in the damn Atlantic Ocean.
So what do you want to do in Portugal?
I want to chill. Like I do in every vacation when it's my turn. When it's my turn, well, she plans all
You're
the
just
trips.
Gonna do some Portuguese.
I'm gonna do some Portuguese stuff.
All right.
Whatever that is. Whatever Ronaldo does, I'm doing. Yeah, so whatever Ronaldo does.
Crunches, I think. He does a lot of crunches.
Yeah, hey.
I want to go to Ireland, Scotland combo.
I want to go with you. I want to go with you because I want to go to a pub.
Yeah, I want to drink my way through Ireland and Scotland.
Yes.
And golf as well. And then if my wife's there, see some old castles and stuff. But if it's you, just golf and pubs.
Yeah, man. I don't have to sightsee nothing.
We go to some like Scotch distilleries.
Yeah, man. I'm not real big on sightseeing. just not. That's why I told you.
I know.
I'm a hotel snob.
I know.
That's why I don't care about nothing but the hotel. That's why it got to be so good that I don't want to leave.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have those in Ireland.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Probably do. All right. Adam's in Columbia by way of Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
You there, Andy?
I got you, man.
I'm down here in Columbia. But as an international correspondent of the Yams Committee,
I bet, brother.
Dude, it's the CBL. It's the CBL now. It ain't the CBL. It's the CBL.
Got it.
Yeah, man.
Man, it's out of control. I tried to call yesterday, but they know we put down and shit. But,
all right, Can't cuss.
All right.
Sorry. Yesterday y'all were talking about Jerry Jones throwing up that old collective.
Oh, Adam. The Columbia
connection, dog.
A little rough,
man. Have fun, dog.
Have fun, bro.
We can't hear you.
We'll try again. What does Adam do, do you think? Because he's called us from Denmark.
Adam, he might be a an engineer or working on the pipes.
Pipe guy.
I was going to say the wrong kind of pipe.
Like a plumber. Yeah.
I'm guessing he works on like airplanes or
pipeline
something
or something. Yeah.
Like oil pipelines.
Yeah. I was about to say he's laying pipe. But when it came
out. If he's in Columbia, to be.
But no, I'm trying to figure out because you remember Tim Riggins wanted to go to Alaska and work on the pipeline.
I do remember.
In Alaska.
Yeah.
So maybe he does that. But he's in Columbia right now. Bless your heart.
Well, he was in Denmark like last month, right? I mean,
I don't know what Denmarkians look
all
like.
All I'm saying
but
is,
I know what them damn Colombians look like.
I'm just saying he travels. He's around.
Yeah, man. He got like all kind of passport stamps.
You know what that is a testament to? Odyssey app. Strong.
Yeah, man.
Odyssey app's going everywhere.
I appreciate you, Adam.
I do too.
Yeah, man.
He's multiple continents listening to us.
I mean, I'm going to be in Columbia listening to y'all.
What would you be listening to?
some Bad Bunny and looking at them yams.
Something like that?
Yeah, dog.
All right, Kyle's in Douglasville. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Pretty good.
The name of this segment is Ask Me Anything, so everyone knows when they call, and you know when they call, that they're going to ask you a question. How irritating is it to you when they start off with, hey, I got a question to ask you?
not really.
I don't even think about it. You just said it. It is funny, though. It is funny, but
thought about it. Sometimes, not irritating, but it is a little bit like you are supposed to ask a question.
Yes.
And sometimes people will just tell a story, maybe. Yes.
I like the storytelling.
I do, too.
I like the storytelling.
As long as there's a question
at the end. As long as there's a question in the end,
because sometimes the story really sets up a great question.
Yes.
But sometimes people just go, I got three things. And they'll just say three things and then go away. It's like, we got to ask. But no, I wouldn't say irritated.
No.
Chris is in Buckhead. Hey,
definitely not irritated.
Hey, fellas. In honor of it being a Trillville Thursday, this is a two-part question. Number one, what is your favorite rap song of all time?
Oh, wow.
And number two, if you're a karaoke, what rap song are you singing that you know you will absolutely destroy?
Oh, man.
Bring it.
All right, appreciate it.
I'm not doing any rap songs at karaoke.
Oh, man.
I know where my lane is, and it is not there.
I'm trying to think. My favorite rap song of all time. It's so hard. I'm going to go Juicy By, okay. Yeah, I go Juicy.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I'll say that's my favorite.
God, I don't even
know. I'm saying, like, it's just, that's just hard, one of the hard ones.
I'll just say Southern Playlist.
There you go. Oh, you give me Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, you could do that.
Oh, you give me Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm tearing that up.
Yeah, you could do
that.
Yeah,
I am tearing it up because I'm getting everybody in it. Because it's such a universal song. Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Lady, yeah.
Oh, it is like, a call and response.
Yeah, it is a very. It's a.
He's
yeah.
made so much money off that song.
Yes.
That he did an interview because he's a Seattle guy and he's still around with the Mariners in the playoffs and stuff. He's popping
really?
Up doing interviews. He said that he has not really changed. His lifestyle reached a point
right.
when that song was the most popular. And he said he's been able to use it in commercials and sell the rights to it to other people and all that stuff to where he's been up there for 30 years.
Yeah.
Off that one song.
Off that one song.
I don't know how many millions of dollars it is, but like, what a. And he's had other songs that were popular too, but nothing like that.
He did?
Yeah. But how would you know?
What other song Sir Mix-a-Lot make?
Yeah. The one they danced to in Fresh Prince, where it was like bomb, 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 jump on it, jump on it.
That's not his song.
That's not his
well,
song.
Well, he did a version of that song.
Oh, okay.
He did a version of that song.
Yeah, all I know is Sir Mix-a-Lot. Stick it out.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Baby Got Back. He used to do Sonic's playoff songs. He would do like Feed the Hawk. It was about Hersey Hawkins.
Oh, Lord.
It was great.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean, I mean, how'd that song come on, man?
He's definitely on the list of one-hit wonders.
No, okay. No doubt about it.
So, okay. Like, yeah, I'd fight against, like, he has other hits, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, fine.
Well, I mean, people like Sir Mix-a-Lot. AIDS.
Trying to say
yeah,
some nice
another
stuff.
Wrong against him. But
I'm trying to say some nice stuff about the guy.
The stuff is that the one hit he has is timeless.
Most people don't even get one, you know? Ro is in Atlanta. Hey, Ro.
Hey, how's it going, Andy? I heard earlier in the week you came to Gary, Indiana. Well, I bet you guys didn't know that Michael Jackson got the key to the city in 2003. Uh-huh. He comes to our baseball field. I don't know why we have a baseball field. But after he leaves there, he goes to KFC and buys it out to the old school limo and throws chicken to us. It was no social media then, so probably won't see it anywhere, but I just wanted to share that story.
Thank you, Ro.
He had a song
called
Hoopty.
Hoopty?
Yeah,
okay.
Hoopty.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't even remember that one either.
Put Him on the Glass. He had a song called Put Him on the Glass.
What was he talking about on the glass?
You know what he's talking about. there was a few.
Put Him on the Glass.
Nothing to the level of... he was talking... Michael Jackson got the key to the city of Gary, Indiana in 2003.
Okay.
What were they waiting for?
What the hell are they waiting on?
It was like...
Michael should have had a... It was a couple decades too late. And a couple noses too late. and pigmentations.
But he said he bought chicken for everybody.
Yeah, man.
What a guy. Matt's in Noonan. Hey, Matt. Final call.
Hey, first I got to say, can I ask you a question?
and go for it.
I kind of got two questions for you. One is, and you can actually like just use it as both. What is your favorite piece of fried chicken? And are you a boob or butt guy?
Oh, man.
thank you, Matt.
I'm a chicken wing guy.
Wings.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a chicken wing guy.
Breast.
Oh, give me them cheeks. Yeah, buddy. Give me cheeks. You know why I need cheeks?
Are we talking chicken still or no?
Oh, hey, how do you know? I had no clue.
How about breast for both?
Yeah, no, I like cheeks. I walk behind my woman.
I know, I like thigh. I like the fried chicken thighs.
Yes, Lord.
I like, you know what? There's not a part of a... My wife that I don't
I like all of them. I just like my woman, you know?
Front, back, and side to side.
The biggest thing about being married is you just still be a little perv with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, just best like part. Just walk over there, just randomly touch her.
Yes.
And she don't even say stop.
No, she loves it.
Yeah. Stop. I already hit you with that. Stop.
It's great. It's one of the, it might be the number one best reason to be married.
Yes, you get to fill up your wife.
All the time.
Yeah.
And she does the same thing to you sometimes.
Exactly.
Too. Sneak up on you. You never know. All right. Get the takeaways of the day.
Okay, I don't need every
show heads into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
Randy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you for defending the good name of Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No one argued he didn't make songs. It's just...
Hey, be quiet, please. I'm the Jets of fantasy college football, but he's wrong. I have one win.
You do? You have one win.
Yes.
You're better than the Jets. Also, Randy...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Andy knows puck, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be coming at Randy talking about hockey.
You don't know puck, bro. The man
knows puck.
I also had Randy was the Jets of the CFP Fantasy League. But he's going to turn it around this week.
Yeah, dude, I'm coming out to Andy.
Posse's on Broadway?
Yes. My Posse's on Broadway.
You heard that?
Yes.
That was a hit. That was a hit.
I ain't going to say hit, but I like the song.
That was a hit.
I had Randy being a puck knower. I believe it. I believe he is.
All right. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.